It's Channel 2 over. And a continuation of Visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971.
He had it done.
Oh.
He had somebody in the country that growed hogs and chickens and things for him while he preached. He'd teach school. That's what Marvin done. He teach school.
Well, he sound right energetic.
Yes.
He could take a vacation on his own pay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we never knew him.
No.
And there were
of course,
other
I didn't know y'all in his time down there with us.
But you've had Reverend Reddick a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Redmond is nice. He's pretty nice.
Miss Daisy, you have known so many nice people.
Hmm?
You just don't know how lucky you are. You've known so many nice people.
Hmm.
Now you just look at all those old preachers that you've known.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, you see, you think about and nice and everything.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to my house, yo. Marvin had me all the morning.
I have had you all the morning? Well,
9 o'clock.
My Miss Daisy, you had a lot of business to do, don't you know? Goodness me. Let's see what I can find in here.
Well, I hope it don't get so hot today.
Well, Mr. Miles, it's already done got hot.
It's getting that way.
Well, you ain't going out to do nothing yet, is you?
Yeah, I've been out all morning. I just come in and sort of cooled off just before you got here. Miss Daisy, let me tell you. Granddaddy finally got up to the doctor, didn't he?
Yeah, finally got there. But you know how he got there? We find him Sunday morning laying on the floor.
Yeah.
In his room. So, Emmett, he called him. And his son said, Ben, say, you going to the doctor. He didn't say nothing. He said, Ben, say, get up. Say, you going to the hospital this morning. He said, all right. Right there. So they got him up and carried him up there. We got him there at 11 o'clock. They hadn't found what was wrong with him.
Yeah.
That night.
And you was up there waiting on him?
All day long. I just walked out. Nothing to eat. I didn't want no water. Of course, I hadn't eaten nothing. So Sam and he says, Grandma, Sam, I'm going to carry you home. There's no sense in you sitting up here all this time. I'll carry you home. And I'll come back. about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. And they ought to be done found something by then. So he did. He brought me on home. And he had to go to Mary's to talk with his mom. So him and Mary went back up there. And they stayed up there until 11 o'clock.
Sunday night? Yeah,
Sunday night. And they hadn't found nothing. But he said.
Now.
But I blame him for some of it. Maybe if he'd have went on when we kept begging him to see a doctor or something, he might have not got like that.
Yeah.
But he just gave out. And I don't know what this, no more what they say, ailing in that boot. I never would announce that complaint.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but he's serious.
They have found something?
They did find what was wrong with it.
Oh.
Well, you see, Elizabeth, she talked with him. When she come, she worked there. But she said, Ben was in her doctor's care.
Oh.
And so he's one of the best. The ears in there. The doctor that's waiting on him. Sure. He told her what was wrong with him. But Mr. Mines, I can't think of, I know he didn't tell her no such thing.
Yeah. They used a big word?
Hmm?
They used a big word?
Big words. Too big for me.
Well, now, is Granddaddy working along with him? Glad to be up there?
Well, you know, he has to be. You know, he can't talk. Nothing. They got him strapped down on the bed, and they had tubes from hell all over. Just full of them. They got his hands wrapped. Tied.
So
on the bed. You know, he was rough when he carried him there.
Well, that's what I mean. He was when he went in.
Yeah, he was rough.
He was going to get after him.
So. Well, they're modernized.
I imagine they're used to that, Miss Ada. You know they get people who are like that every now and then.
Yes, they must be, you know, just one day he hit the doctor. Up there and told him, said, I'm going to put a beating on you.
Is that right?
So the doctor just kind of smiled at him. So he can't beat nothing now.
Yeah.
They tied. And he's been tied. I went up there to the street. He was tied.
They
tied him before they operated on him. They had him tied.
Well, gee whiz, that sounds like it wasn't his idea, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But he told the man who was down there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember who found him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was just willing. He said, Ben, say you got to go to the hospital this morning.
And Ben said, all right.
He said, all right.
But after he got up there, he changed his tune.
change it to so me and Emmett and Samuel Caddy.
Yes.
Sunday morning. We was up there at 11.
When you never saw him act like that anywhere before.
No, I never seen him like he is now before.
I mean, he never was rough with anybody.
Mm-mm.
Even when he'd grown up, he wasn't rough like that, was
he? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Ben always been quiet.
Yes.
He never had much to say. Just at times he'd talk right as much, but most of the time he was quiet.
Yeah. And he listened.
Mm-hmm.
He always listened to what you had to say, is my recollection.
That's right. That's right. And if he was saying something, he wants you to listen to him. Ever since I knowed him, he was like that.
Yeah. But now, Elizabeth is used to working with sick people.
Yes, and you see, she works up there.
Yeah.
To that medical center. She's used to it, but I ain't.
But she never could get him to go.
No. And the doctor asked her, why did you let him get in this shape before you brought him?
Yeah.
She told him, we didn't let him. He let himself. We couldn't get him to go.
Yeah.
So we tried to get him to go to the doctor, but he wouldn't go to the doctor.
Well, now, would Adam go to the doctor?
I think Cat Adam doctor 2-3 times.
But
I think Adam was in the hospital once or twice before he died.
But he was willing to go.
Yeah, he was willing to go.
The only thing, he never would have anything done to that bad arm.
He would to that arm. Don't bother him.
Yeah. But that wasn't what got Adam that arm. He just sort of wore out of what.
That's what I believe. But I believe if he'd have had that arm worked on years ago, I believe he'd have been better.
He lasted longer.
Yeah.
Oh, he had to fool around with that arm all his life, Bob, wasn't he?
Well.
Faye?
Yeah, I found
what I was looking for. Wait, darling.
Okay.
Well, now, Miss Daisy doesn't have to wait till Wednesday morning to come over here, Faye.
No. And I don't have to keep her out all morning, either. She's not busy. Miss Daisy's not busy. She just ought to come out and live with us.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I am busy. You see how that grass growing up there, hiding everything, the house and everything, yeah?
Well, you talking about grass. Don't look around here.
Pull a little up here, Miss Daisy.
I'm scared of snakes.
Well, this channel went over, I don't know, maybe 200. She and Faye stayed out a good while. Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 11 o'clock now. The 4th of August, 71. This is Channel 2 over, maybe 200. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. And this is Channel 2 over, around 200. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 4th of August, 1971.